passion for every lie that you silence with love. We acknowledge you in every victory, Almighty God. For every promise you kept in the valley, for every burden you lifted with ease, we are gathered with great expectation, Lord, we believe. All right. You never cease to amaze us. All of the praises, Lord, they belong to you. Jesus, receive all the glory. Take all the credit for what you're about to do. Every good thing comes from you, yeah. For every season that showed us your sovereign, for every trial that taught us to trust, we are standing right here in your purpose as you stand. Receive all the glory, come on.
Take all the credit for what you're about to do.
Oh, you never cease to amaze us. All of the praises, Lord, they belong to you, yeah. Jesus, receive all the glory. Take all the credit for what you're about.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. what better place to be on a Friday night? Amen? Okay. So tonight's title is God Hears Us. Can you hear me? And then God hears you as well. Sunday, I taught on when we pray. And I brought out some points like God's house, which is this house, of course, because this house is God's house, shall be called a house of prayer. And that prayer is the engine of the church. And tonight's subject is know that God hears us. And I pointed out this past Sunday that God hears us the very first time we pray. The very first time we do. What I didn't say last Sunday was, I don't think we doubt God's power. We know he's powerful. We know he's mighty. We know he can do anything. We just doubt, and I said this in a roundabout way, we doubt that he's doing anything about our prayers. Sometimes. We believe he can do anything. We're just not sure that he's doing anything for us. And that can be dangerous because when we believe that, we may not stop praying. We may still pray, but then we don't pray with any expectation. And that's dangerous. That means there's no faith when we pray. So tonight I want to remind you of how Jesus prayed. In Matthew 6:9, Jesus didn't start out his prayer by saying, "Oh, great master, Lord of the heavens." He didn't say that at all. He didn't say, "Oh, majestic one, hallowed be thy great and mighty name." He didn't talk like that either. No. What did he say? He said, "Our Father in heaven." Our Father in heaven. That's pretty powerful, I think. As he was teaching the disciples how to pray, because they asked him to, he told them who they were praying to. We are not praying to a distant God. You know, there's a thing out there called deism. Deism says that God designed the earth, created everything, put everything into being, and then left it alone. That he has nothing to do with his creation, and that he has nothing to do with us. That is bull hockey. It's not true at all. He also is not an annoyed God. He's not a distracted God. He is our Father. Our Father. A good father hears his kids, right? A good father hears his kids. If they're loud, emotional, uncontrollable, raging, crying, whatever they are, a good father will listen to their children, give ear to them. Think about your kids, how they approach you at times. I know mine was crazy, but we do listen to them. There might be times when you can only say, "God, I need you." It's okay. It's fine. You may be inconsistent. You may mess up your prayers. It's no big deal. Sometimes those are the most important prayers to God. Sometimes maybe even more important than when you get it all right when we pray. Romans 8:26 says, "The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, because when we are weak, he is strong, thank God." Isaiah 65:24 says, "It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear." He says, "I will hear." We belong to God, our Father. And be assured that we have his attention. He longs for that relationship between you and him. He wants it. He desires it. John gives us this assurance in 1 John 5:14. "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked for." Do you have that confidence in God? Do you have that assurance? Do you walk in that faith? Do you have that trust in him? That's the question tonight. And I said this past Sunday that if we don't see immediate results, heaven is still working on our behalf. I didn't hear any amens on that. And, you know, I've had prayers that were answered pretty quick. I've had prayers that took a long time for some reason. I have prayers that was answered in a totally different way and way I prayed them. And then, of course, I have some prayers that haven't been answered yet. Pastor Phyllis is still on my nerves. No, I'm just, hallelujah. But it doesn't mean that God isn't doing anything. He is still working on our behalf. You guys remember that parable Jesus talked about with the widow who kept coming back to the king over and over and over again with the same petitions? That was in Luke, the 18th chapter. I looked this up. This is crazy. I didn't mean to, but I looked up the word widow. And in the Greek, it means deprived or cut off. Deprived or cut off. She had no legal protection or financial security because she was a widow. And it was a male-dominated legal system back then. And a woman coming alone with her demands was considered shameless for her to do that. She represented the believer's total dependency on God. She represented us. We have total dependency on God. The only two things she had was her tenacity and faith not to give up, even though she was being ignored. The judge never feared God nor respected mankind. And Jesus was not comparing God to the judge. It was a contrast, not a comparison. The judge eventually grants justice, not because he cares about what is right, but because the widow's persistence is wearing him out. In the Greek words, it said the widow was giving him a black eye. It's crazy. It's crazy. Jesus was pointing out that if even a corrupt, unfeeling official will eventually act due to persistence, how much more will a loving, holy Father who already delights in his children will swiftly answer those who cry out to him? Woo, that's powerful. And the end of the parable in Luke 18:8, he says, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? That's kind of a scary question. This happened to me the other night. What is going on here? It takes all my time. Here's the deal. In the context, Jesus defines faith not just as a belief, but specifically as a faith that prays always and does not lose heart. That's good. Will he find that kind of faith when he comes back? Amen. Listen, Daniel didn't lose heart. I talked about that last Sunday. He found out by an angel that the minute he prayed, God heard it. His prayer wasn't denied, it was just delayed. Listen, Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. God didn't remove Jesus' suffering, but he strengthened him. The early church prayed for Peter, and God heard their corporate prayer and sent an angel to break Peter out of prison. We mentioned that. God is always working, even when we don't see it. Amen. Now, I'm sure in these next part of the 21 days of prayer and what we have left and ongoing, because we are a church that prays first, there's going to be some prayers that may be answered quickly and others that may not be answered so quickly, and that's okay. But as we pray, remember, the greatest thing that happens is when we pray, we draw near to God. And he also then draws near to us. That's the most important part. Even if what we are asking for doesn't come immediately, know that you are drawing closer to God when you pray. And by doing that, we are ultimately being changed. Woo, thank God for that. Praying to God aligns our hearts with God's will. It builds spiritual endurance and deepens our trust in him. So when we pray, don't be anxious. Pray about everything. And I said, past Sunday, prayer ultimately changes you and me, and that's so important. So continue to come, continue to pray boldly before the throne of grace. Continue to pour your heart out to God with your consistent prayers, and of course, be honest with God. Be honest with him. He knows everything about you anyway. Might as well be honest. Might as well open up to him. Don't pray like he's distant. Don't pray like he's too busy for you. Pray like a child speaking to a father who cares, who loves you unconditionally, and has promised to listen to us every time we pray. God hears you, God sees you, and know that God is never, ever further away from you than a prayer. He's closer than a brother, Frederick. Amen? Think about that tonight as we pray. Let's do this.
Song of ages to the land, and all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the land. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above. Holy. 'cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only a star. Now I'm chosen, I'm free and forgiven, and I have a future, and it's worth the living. Oh, 'cause I was made to be tending a grave. I was called by name, born I
You are the same. You're the same God. You're the same God. This is who we worship tonight. Yeah. He's the same. He's the same. Oh God. How I need you. Yeah. How I need you. You free the captives, you're freeing hearts right now. You are the same God, you are the same God. You touch the lepers, I feel your touch right now. You are the same God, you are the same God. Every change, oh, forever same. We feel you now. You're the same God. You're the same God, yeah. How we need you now, yeah. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit. Almighty river, come and fill me again.
Let that be your prayer tonight.
Come and fill me again. Come and fill me. Come and fill me
running after me. Your goodness is 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
All right, for our corporate prayer tonight, we get to pray for the dream team. Hallelujah. Thank God for our dream team members. That means volunteers. And so for the first 2 minutes we have up here, we're going to thank God for the dream team members who serve with the Lord, serve the Lord wholeheartedly. We thank God for willing, joyful hearts joining our teams. We declare our dream teams are called, chosen, and openly rewarded by God. Thank you, Jesus. We want to strengthen them spiritually. Thank God for strengthening them spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. Thank God for stirring up the gifts that you've placed in them, Lord, and release a fresh anointing and clarity in all of their callings. God, guard them from burnout, discouragement, and distraction. Renew their joy and passion for serving. And pray for a place, pray for a hedge of protection over all the dream team members. Thank you. connects, God, that the families of our dream teams are blessed. And we ask you to strengthen marriages, protect the children, and bring peace to the homes. And pray that the service, their service to the church, brings blessing, not strain, to their families. No 6 o'clock, just 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. God bless.